بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء خرجت خطاياه من جسدي حتى تخرج من تحت أظفاره. رواه مسلم. The chapter concerning on the topic is performing wudu correctly. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by سيدنا عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man tawadda'a fa ahsan al-wudu, whoever performs wudu in an excellent manner, then his sins leave his body to the extent that they leave from under his fingernails. Whoever performs wudu in an excellent manner, his sins leave his body to the extent that they leave from under his nails. Performing wudu properly in accordance to the sunnah and by taking its etiquette into consideration is a virtuous act for which great reward has been promised in hadith. Another hadith of Rasulullah states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, shall I not inform you of that whereby Allah removes sins and elevates ranks? Shall I not show you something that if you bring into action, it will remove your sins and elevate your ranks? Sahaba replied, yes indeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, performing wudu properly despite difficulties. Performing wudu properly despite difficulties. Difficulties like in a very cold morning, in the winter's day, in those cold areas, it is difficult to perform wudu. But despite the cold, despite the difficulties, a person performs his wudu correctly, properly, all the faraid, the sunan, the mustahabbat, taking many steps towards the masjid. The more steps a person takes towards the masjid, sins are forgiven and his ranks are elevated. And the third, and waiting after one salat for the next. So after one salat, the person sits and remains in the masjid and he waits for the next salat. This means that the person gains the reward of guarding the frontier during jihad if he performs wudu properly during cold weather or other circumstances which make wudu difficult. The meaning of performing wudu correctly and properly is to take all the sunnah acts and points of etiquette into consideration. Thus a person, for example, etiquette would mean not to talk worldly affairs during wudu, to face the qibla. Thus a person should observe the proper etiquette of wudu and learn how to perform it properly, as this is a means of increasing one's good deeds. Rasulullah also mentioned about making miswak. So using the miswak is also very meritorious. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith he has mentioned, as-siwaku matharatu lil-fami mardatu lil-rabbi, o mitharatu lil-fami mardatu lil-rabbi. The miswak cleanses the mouth and it is a means of acquiring Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَضُّ الصَّلَاةِ بِالسِّوَاكِ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ بِغَيْرِ سِوَاكِ سَبْعُونَ ضِعْفًا. The virtue of a prayer after using miswak is 70 times more than a prayer without using the miswak. So when you make wudu, you can use the miswak as well. The sawab of the salat that you read after using a miswak is increased by 70 times. The virtues of miswak have been mentioned in numerous ahadith, and this is one of the most beloved practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is beneficial in both this life and the hereafter, and it is an action which does not require much effort or money. Thus, a person can easily increase his good deeds through this practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal on the simple practice of getting a wudu correctly and using the miswak. Just a reminder, today is Friday. We should complete our Surah Kahf and also increase our durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and come early to the masjid, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.